Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
I've been busy this week, burning incriminating documents, erasing my social media history, looking for a new identity, a new passport. You see, the president is on to me. He just blew the whistle on my fellow Antifa member, Martin Gugino, the 68-year-old guy who was shoved by police at a Black Lives Matter protest in Buffalo. You've seen the video, the blood trickling from his ear after he hit the sidewalk. Our president tweeted that Martin was actually using his cell phone to hack secret police communications. You gotta admire an old geezer who can bring down a police department with an AARP discount consumer cellular flip phone. But then, that's what we're trained to do. Antifa is actually a secret army of senior citizens, adept at looting, sabotage, and handicapped parking abuse. Go ahead, laugh. You young'uns think we're just a bunch of over-the-hill wrinklies taking up space, driving too slow. In fact, we're an elite corps of hardened street fighters. Our hip replacements are reinforced with carbon steel. Our motorized scooters locked and loaded. Those exercise sessions at the senior center, weapons training, hand-to-hand combat. We exchange coded messages with George Soros in the back pages of Reader's Digest. We coordinate our attacks through networked hearing aids. We march into battle, hopped up on Broadway show tunes. And why? Because we're mad as heck. Our government wants to slash Social Security and Medicare. When the epidemic hit, we were deemed expendable. We now account for most coronavirus deaths. What does this have to do with Black Lives Matter? Well, we know a little about discrimination. Unable to find work even though we're qualified and very experienced. Turned down for mortgages and insurance policies. Shunted into crummy nursing homes. Preyed on by scammers. Talked down to. And if society does this to older Americans, imagine what it's doing to black ones. That's why we joined Antifa. It's short for anti-fascist. We're the last generation who knows fascism firsthand. It sets people against each other, singles them out for hatred and abuse. We're not going to take that anymore. So the next time you and your president are tempted to slander, let alone shove, an old-timer, think twice. We're tough, we're angry, and we vote. I'm Don Morrison.
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.